Hello and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma and I'm joined by my co-host Daniel today.
Hi Emma, great to be here. So starting with you, what's the biggest story in the aerospace world right now?
Well Daniel, I think it's about a new piece of legislation that's going to have a big impact on how we do business in the aerospace industry.
Oh really, what's it called?
It's called the Economic Crime and Corporate Transparency Act. And it's coming into effect now.
I see, so what does this mean for our industry?
Well, Dan Stowers from Brabner's law firm says it's going to increase corporate liability, especially around fraud prevention.
Right, so let me get this straight. Companies are now more responsible for the actions of their employees.
Exactly. The pool of actors within a business that can render a company criminally liable for its malicious actions has now grown significantly.
Wow, that is so cool. So the government is really cracking down on fraud in the aerospace sector.
Yes, and with good reason. The UK aerospace industry contributes £37 billion to GDP, but it's also vulnerable to financial crime.
Right, so what are some of the changes that companies need to make?
Well, they need to review their fraud prevention procedures. They need to have a counter-fraud policy, and they need to make sure it's implemented properly.
And what about training? Are they required to train employees on fraud prevention?
Yes, and they need to make sure that training is delivered regularly.
So what's the first step for companies to prepare for this new legislation?
They need to assess their current performance and identify areas where they need to improve.
Right, and how can they do that?
They can conduct a fraud risk assessment, which will help them understand the threats they're exposed to and which areas of the business are most vulnerable.
So it's all about being proactive.
Exactly. The companies that adopt best practice will be best placed to protect themselves.
And what about Brabner's? How can they help?
Well, they have a specialist business crime and compliance team that can advise on prevention strategies.
Right, and if someone wants to get in touch with them, what's the best way?
They can contact Dan Stowers directly at danstowers@brabners.com.
So to wrap up, the new legislation is going to require companies to take fraud prevention more seriously than ever before.
Yes, and for the Northwest aerospace industry, this is a critical time to review and adapt our practices.
Well, that's all for today's episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for joining us and remember, stay compliant, stay secure and keep flying high.